from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Got a Steelers quarterback take. It's not a hot one, but I'm not sure it's a popular one either. We'll get to that in a minute. Doran's got an event coming up here soon, and he has to dress in business casual attire. And he said, should I wear a suit? I said, no. He said, you don't know what business casual is. I said, not really. So I'm looking it up. Khaki pants, slacks, probably not a skirt, a short sleeve polo, long sleeve shirts with buttons, stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, I've dressed business casual a bunch of times, but you never know. Some people flirt with it. They go, it says business casual, and somebody will be in a full-blown suit, and then I just don't want to look out of place.
I don't like those people.
There's a lot of them.
Don't do that. Business casual, you show up in a suit, I immediately think you're a mark.
There's one big-time business guy that I know that I've known for 15 years now, and I've went to his wedding, everything, and I've never not seen him in a suit and tie.
Really?
Not one time. Not one time.
He suits up every day?
Every time I've seen him, he has been in a suit and tie.
I used to be a big suit guy. I felt like I could only look good in a suit, but it's such a production.
Oh, yeah.
It takes
ridiculous.
Forever. You can tie a tie, I'm guessing.
No, I can't.
What?
I don't wear ties because I can't tie one, and I believe that if you're good looking, you don't need a tie.
Oh. Well, then I shouldn't say that I'm proficient in tying ties because that just means I'm an ugly MF-er out here. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. You can give us a ring. And the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Can you wear shorts, business casual?
No.
You can't do shorts with a tucked in polo?
No. That's golf. That's golf casual.
I have a ton of family from Uniontown, PA, and a lot of people I know from West Virginia. I've been to weddings where, I bleep you not, we're talking jeans.
No way.
And we're talking short sleeve button down t-shirt or button down shirt tucked into the jeans.
Whew.
For business casual.
That's farm casual.
That you are not incorrect. Wow. I have an uncle who for every single high end event wears the same mustard colored mustard like Dwight Schrute short sleeve button down tucked into jeans. Every time. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. A former Steelers coach weighs in on the quarterback quote-unquote controversy. We'll let you hear from him coming up in the next segment. But I want to make sure I'm on the record and I have crystallized my opinion on this Steelers quarterback situation. I want to go in week one with Russell Wilson, and I want to end the season week 17 with Russell Wilson. I don't want to do the all-year-long yo-yo deal. I don't think it's good for us. I don't think it's good for the team. I don't think it's good for Justin Fields. I think maybe the best thing for Justin Fields, like we ended the last segment, sit and watch. Because we have seen Justin Fields, by all accounts, improve from minicamp and OTAs as he's picked up the offense. But now that he seems to have a grip on at least whatever the offense has been called in these preseason games, he's still doing a lot of the same stuff he did in Chicago. I think he could benefit from sitting and watching Russ Wilson, especially if this offensive line is going to take time. He's going to take sacks anyway. I don't need him taking more sacks. I don't need it screwing up his game any more than it's already been screwed up. So I want Russ to be the guy. And then I think that's the way you get Justin Fields at the cheapest price point going into the future, too, is if he doesn't play and he's not on tape doing stuff. And all you've got really is him in the preseason. Of course, keeping injury out of this, I think it's the best thing for everybody involved.
Mm-hmm.
Just let him sit and watch, because we have seen it's worked out for guys before. I mean, I think about Geno Smith.
Yeah.
Like, Geno Smith to me means all things are possible. And so I'm just letting him watch.
Yeah. As I brought up before with Aaron Rodgers, I mean, Brett Favre, there's so many situations. And even Dak Prescott and Tony Romo to an extent, that does benefit quarterbacks. I mean, Patrick Mahomes and Alex Smith, it does benefit quarterbacks. I would sit and let him watch, but would you give him packages?
No.
None?
No, and I changed my mind on that, too.
We just talked about how he... I mean, listening to Pony and them yesterday, and Pony's anointed him as the best athletic quarterback ever.
He's up there, though, isn't he?
I guess. I mean, he's not Lamar Jackson. He's not Michael Vick.
Right.
But, like, if you do even put him in that conversation, how could you just let him sit on the sidelines?
I've made similar arguments, and I'll tell you how I would keep him on the sideline. I ain't trying to invite all that in here.
Are you really worried about that if you're a Steelers? Are you just worried about putting the best players on the field?
I'm trying to run my offense, and I also don't have this great opinion in my mouth, again, preseason, this great taste in my mouth from the last time we saw Justin Fields do something that I think he would do in one of those packages, which is run the read option. Like, show me you can at least do it. Like, I guess he did it in practice. He did it in 7 shots. Okay, in the game, he made the terrible read. And I think he is also a guy who can absolutely cut off your leg for you, make the key mistake. And then you think if he performs well, that isn't a bad thing, but the boos might rain down on Russ.
Yeah.
The players hear that. Division in the locker room. I'm at a place where I don't want to see any of that stuff to fester its way into the Steelers locker room this year.
See, we flipped. That's how I was. In the beginning, I was like, no, don't play him at all. Let him sit and watch. And you don't want to invite all that noise. And knowing what you dealt with last year, you don't want to have to deal with any of that stuff. But now and then you were on the train of, yeah, there's some packages out there. You know, throw them in there. And that's where I'm at now. I mean, I don't think that you can really the way the Steelers' offense looked in the past 2 preseason games and what they could possibly be at the receiver spot and at the skill player spot, I don't think you have a choice but to utilize every single weapon that you have.
Well,
I really don't.
It's inarguable he's one of their best weapons.
Yes, how could you ignore that?
I just don't want it to get to a fever pitch.
I see what you're saying.
But I see what you're saying, too. Yeah. That, okay, you start listing them out, George Pickens.
Like, we're talking explosive weapons.
If you're talking explosive weapons, you go Pickens, and then you go Warren, probably. And then probably would go Fields.
And then maybe Calvin Austin. Maybe. He'd be at 4th.
In terms explosive of if wise. He touches the ball, he could take it the distance.
Correct.
Yeah.
He could break open a game. They have 2 guys. Now you add Justin Fields and whatever the packages that they have, and that's up to Arthur Smith to figure that out. I think that you would keep defenses on their heels at least.
I think you absolutely would do that. One of the things that I've heard people say, people, capital P, is, well, red zone. Use him in the red zone as a running threat. Well, that's where Russ was absolutely at his best. 20 touchdowns, 1 pick in the red zone. I've even said, but I've thought even more about this now, how about short yardage?
Yes.
Read option?
Yes, third down.
But I think I want Russ out there, because I think you can still run a read option with Russ a couple times a game in those situations. And I want Russ setting the protections. I want Russ being able to check out of stuff. Like, if it's a 3rd-and-2, and you need to get to the best play possible, I think Russ is going to give you a better chance of doing that than Justin Fields. And then again, the whole thing hanging over your head of quarterback controversy. I don't want quarterback controversy.
I see exactly what you're saying, but whenever it's 3rd-and-2, 3rd-and-1, and short yardage, like, things are hunkered down. There's a base defense behind, and it's usually like man coverage. there's not much reading that has to go on and not much checking. But there, if there is, like if you do have a Justin Fields, how are you going to play? You're not going to have your normal short yardage team there because it's not just putting a wildcat quarterback back there or a wildcat running back that's going to, you know, say hut and then run and try to go downhill and get 2 yards. Like the threat of the pass would really, if I was a D coordinator, I don't know how I would play that.
Right, it's not Ronnie Brown.
Yeah, if I have the threat of the handoff to Najee or Jalen, but also the read option of Justin pulling it, and also he could pull it and throw it, that would, you know, game plan wise, that would bode into me, you know, putting more time into it.
He converts two of those. Acrisure Stadium be asking for him.
Will they though? Because it won't be. I mean, they might take a shot, but like it won't be. It'd be like in the flat or something.
I want to see Justin Fields be the long term quarterback in Pittsburgh. I think he's got the talent to be able to do that. But what we're seeing out of the offensive line here, you know, all the people that want him to start. I think if you start him with this line, he's going to be damaged goods, man.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be damaged goods again. Right.
PTSD.
Yes. I mean, not to, you know, we're talking about booze too. Like, you think about Phil Jurkovec and what he was able to do at Boston College. He had a hell of a year with the same offensive coordinator. But in his final season there, he got sacked 8 million times, and he comes here, he's just a total shell. Like, let Justin sit for a year. Really understand everything that there is about this Arthur Smith offense. And then next year, you come in and you don't have to think. You just get to go play.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would do.
Mm-hmm.
And if you start Justin and all things fall apart too, man. Like if the offense, like we talked to Trey. Trey doesn't think this offensive line is going to be good for a while. He believes in the people. He believes in Pat Meyer, but he thinks it's going to take some time to gel. If Justin Fields is getting hit a lot, he's probably going to put the ball on the ground a lot. He might throw the ball to the other team a lot. So then you're going to have to bench Justin to go to Russ, where Russ is probably going to have already been ticked off. And now Justin Fields, his confidence, which probably didn't feel all that good when nobody wanted him coming out of Chicago, he lands on his feet. He feels pretty good. He's named the starter. Now he gets benched because he can't play behind this offensive line. You might have ruined him for good. I just don't want to see that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Cowher weighed in. We'll let you hear what the former head coach, the Hall of Fame head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, had to say about this quarterback situation when we come back. You could text us. Brought to you by Akers Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And we want you back after the break. Don't be a statistic. Get your heart checked by the experts at UPMC.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Gonna heal... Gonna hear from Bill Cowher, Hall of Fame Steelers coach, talking about the quarterback situation. Do that in a few moments. One more thing on my take, which is let Russ be the starter day one, and hopefully he's the starter week 17. Another thing is, I don't want them to do to Fields what they did to Pickett. Like, a lot of this has as much to do with winning this year as it does to have a quarterback for the future. I think your best chance to win this year is Russ, and your most likely quarterback in the future is Fields. We've talked already about the offensive line, and he could get absolutely murdered behind this line as it gels. It's young, early in the year. We saw what happened with Ketty. Like, I don't think Tomlin's got a great feel for this. And I just don't want to see, all right, Steelers are 1-3, Justin Fields, all right, have at it, halftime. You haven't worked with the ones this week. Best of luck. And then you're just not putting him in a position to succeed. Yeah,
right.
Now, the difference is at least Fields has had a ton of first-team reps this preseason, whereas Kenny had none, which is also Mike Tomlin not having a feel.
And his career.
Yeah.
Even though they weren't good, he still has run an offense and has command and had command of an offense.
Yeah, it's not apples to apples, and a backup quarterback is going to have to do that due to injury. I just don't want to do it due to feel. I don't think that's the best way to go about it. Cowher weighing in.
I think with Russell Wilson, you start the season with Russell. And I say it for this reason. Justin Fields, if he starts as a second guy, have a package of plays. Let Justin, if all of a sudden you need a spark, something to kind of incite you, get your offense going again, put him in. If you have to take Russell out, he's been there before. It's not going to destroy his confidence. I don't want to start Justin Fields and then feel like I have to make a change and I take him out. I would worry about, okay, all of a sudden I didn't live up to the expectation. Limit the expectation you put on Justin Fields. Let him be Justin Fields. Let him get to know this offense and get really comfortable with this offense. Hopefully Arthur will have a series of plays because he's still going to be the best runner they have on that offense. So let him use his legs. Let him use all the things that he can bring, the improvisation that he has with the plays. That, you know, when things do break down, he can make it up. So I would take the pressure off of Justin, start Russell.
So he kind of agrees with both of us there, where he would start Russ for a lot of the reasons I've laid out, but he would have a package of plays for the reasons that you've laid out. In addition to, hey, this guy needs to perform, but he also doesn't have to take on the full game plan. He doesn't have to play for a full 60 minutes, yada, yada, yada. And it's not to say Cowher doesn't have any experience. I mean, Cowher might be the perfect guy to talk about with Slash back in the day.
Yeah.
Like, he knows a weapon when he sees it and how you can't keep a guy off the field. I still disagree because I think you get the hoi polloi. I think you get the peanut gallery people up in section 508 screaming things, and I think that can infiltrate the football team. But Cowher sees it the way you see it. Get him a package of plays.
Yeah, you got to utilize him. I wouldn't go as far as like Slash though. Like, I think when we're talking utilize, I'm saying like quarterback utilize packages. Not even going as far as Taysom Hill. Definitely not playing like wide receiver.
Right.
You know, be a quarterback and go in there and do the things that you're good at doing. And hopefully that could give us a spark and convert third downs, convert and sustain drives whenever we need you to. So it wouldn't be as far as, now that'd be wild to see him at like a receiver, like if they did something like that.
That'd be crazy.
That would be crazy. Like, that's something that he probably wouldn't sign up for or didn't sign up for or never even thought that it would happen. But if they were like, hey, we're just going to use it as a receiver, what if he went out there and balled like old Slash?
I mean, I still think the kickoff thing.
I think that that's in play.
They keep throwing John Reese Plumlee out there.
Yeah, he was a quarterback.
They did that two straight games now. Mm-hmm. Like, is this Reese Plumlee going to make the team? He'll probably be on the practice squad.
He'll be on the practice squad. Yeah, but I would guess. But you could see how it would look if you did put a quarterback that could run back there.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they haven't thrown it, but you could just kind of see, you know, okay, like if we wanted to throw it, we could.
They should do that in this preseason game.
Be like the first team to do.
Yeah.
Go outside the box and throw across
John
the field.
Reese Plumlee just flip one across the field. Just see what it looks like. Just a tip. Just to see how it feels.
Mm-hmm.
Steelers fans, and I don't think there's as many out there. Like, Pony did a Twitter poll during the game, and most people say they want Justin Fields to start. We did a Twitter poll yesterday. Most people say they want Russ Wilson to start. Do you change your mind if you're on Justin Fields because Bill Cowher and Bill Belichick both say that Russ Wilson should be the guy?
No.
I mean, those are two Hall of Fame coaches.
I would listen to them, but those are dinosaurs in people's eyes. It's like, oh, this game, it's 2024. What do those guys know? Bill Cowher just wants to run the ball, and Bill Belichick wants to play defense. Yeah, of course that fits with what, you know, Tomlin probably wants to do. These are dinosaur coaches. No, we want offense. We want to, you know, see explosion. We want to see excitement and entertainment. I don't think people take as much credence into that.
That's a fair point.
Yeah. I do, though, but I don't think many people nowadays do. They're probably just like, yeah, whatever. We expected those answers from you.
Yeah, I mean, Bill Cowher, we did the creativity with the slash. We know that. But they were going to run the ball, and they were going to play defense. And at the end of Belichick, he doesn't know what the hell's going on with offense.
Mm-mm.
So I could see people saying that, but you got two Hall of Famers saying Russ is the guy. Go with Russ. And I thought Belichick had a great explanation of that, where if you watch these games and you think that Russ Wilson's the problem, and I'm paraphrasing here, and I'm inserting some words, you don't really know what you're watching. Like, they got all kind of issues. Quarterback, probably not one of them. All right, coming up next, as the panic for preseason continues to expand here, someone chimed in, and it's not going to be all that surprising, but we have to play and laugh and react to it when we come back. Bad tease by me?
No.
Okay. The typical outrage debate show people are outraged and debating about the Steelers, and we'll get to that coming up in a minute. There's also some debate and outrage going on in my social media right now, Doran. So here are, and these are two fine listeners of the show, so I do not mean to disparage, but they are today's social media's biggest loser. Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. There is big time West Virginia Penn State beef going on in my mentions right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And this is where it devolved to. A guy whose name is Artie Burns on Twitter said, 455 bench, do something about it. And then my man Tim responds back with, 6'4", 245 in outstanding shape, lift and backpack 3 to 5 days a week, bale 20,000 bales of hay a year. I'll mop your fat bleep in 30 seconds. You have zero endurance. IDGAF, what you bench? You couldn't bleep your way out of a wet paper bag.
What are they? They're arguing about the game?
Yeah, they were. They're not arguing about the game anymore. Now it's who can kick the other's ass they're arguing about on social media.
Man.
Big dude, 455 bench, do something about it. And then my man lists his entire bona fides for the world to see. And a picture, he adds.
Two stupid fan bases gone at it. Just love to hear it.
Well, it's passion, Doran. There's passion in these fan bases.
Mm-hmm.
It gets ugly in those Twitter streets. For college football, I think uglier than any place else.
You think?
I do. I think Penn State fans are so easy to work up.
Oh,
I mean, they get
right
riled
that.
Up.
They get mad.
But then they rile yins up in return, you know, and it just goes back and forth. Like, one of the things the West Virginia burner community is doing is they just have started calling Drew Aller Drew Allen. And it's just really annoying Penn State fans. And it's going back and forth, and now we land on I'm 6'4 and 245, and I bail 20,000 bales of hay a year.
Who is who? Like, which side is which side?
I couldn't even.
Do you, like, who's the West Virginia, who's the Penn State guy?
Let me see here.
Like, I feel like the Penn State guy's like, I benched this much, and then the bale of hay.
No, other way around.
Really?
Other way around. They do got a lot of hay out there near State College, too. Yeah. What are we, 11 days out? It's only going to get worse. All right, now to our regularly scheduled arguing and debating outrage. Shannon Sharp, of course, has to weigh in on the state of the Steelers' offense in two preseason games.
The thing is that you see both of them make throws in practice. Fields is playing unbelievable. Russell is making great throws.
Right.
And then come game time, it's just like, damn, did y'all even practice? It was bad. I was a Steelers fan growing up, but just looking at it, I don't want to say they're going to be 2-15, but boy, they got to improve offensively, man. They got to.
It was that bad?
It was bad. They were bad.
Shannon spending a lot of time at St. Vincent College? Yeah. Is he walking around?
Oh, man.
Did he go to practice at all? He says they're making great throws at practice. I don't know. Have you seen Shannon Sharp there?
No.
Let me see this. Shannon?
He's never been there. He has not been at Steelers camp. No way.
I'll be willing to issue an attraction. No, I I type in Shannon Sharp, St. Vincent, and what pops up on X is whenever he was all geeked out, dressed up for that Grizzlies-Lakers game.
With a sweater?
Look, I understand that this is just, it's the content industry, and it's how it goes. And every passing day, you got to find something to talk about. And in those shows, you got to find something to debate about. That's what, we only debate when we actually need to debate.
Right.
Like, sometimes we're not going to see eye to eye. We'll go. Mm-hmm. We'll go. It's mm-hmm. fun. That's great. We're not just going to manufacture it. Look, I'm concerned about Broderick Jones. I'm concerned that the Steelers don't have a number two wide receiver. Those were things that I was a little worried about coming in, a lot of bit in case of wide receiver, a little bit about Jones because they're going to play him on the wrong side. Your eyes are confirming now. But I don't care what you thought about Justin Fields or Russ Wilson coming in. We really haven't gotten a good look at either one because of the other stuff going on. So I just think everyone needs to get a brown paper bag. Breathe into it a little bit. You remember doing that back in the day? Mm-hmm. You know, calm down, brown paper bag. Just chill. It's not good. It's really bad right now. It's why you and I agree that you need to play your starters a significant amount, or a fair amount at least, most of them, in the final preseason game. But like 2-10, talk like that. Mike Tomlin's first losing season. I think we might just be a little cart ahead of the horse.
I think everybody's just going based off of what they heard out of Denver last year with Russ. And Sean Payton, oh, that's the reason why that Russ Wilson was on the market. That's the reason why he's not on the Denver Broncos team. And you, it is tantalizing whenever you do watch Justin Fields at times. And I think people are enamored by that. And they see, you know, these preseason games. It's like, oh, Justin Fields, you know, he escaped the pocket and he made a nice throw. Yeah, he should be the starting quarterback. Like, no, there's a lot more that goes into it than that.
Well, he also didn't do it against the ones his first time. He had an opportunity against the ones, and we didn't see the athleticism. Here's a text. Those farm guys aren't to be screwed with. Bales of hay. Things of that nature. Can you ever imagine that being like your flex?
No.
Dude, you think you're tough? I move some hay.
I move hay.
20,000 bales?
A day.
I don't think he does. I don't think he does 20,000 a day.
Listen.
I think that's 20,000 in a year.
They know how to grow food, too. You got to be careful.
You should watch out. I know how to husk a damn corn. You want to talk crap? I can husk the corn out of anything.
You think that's what, like, Wisconsin fans or Iowa fans Nebraska? Are with Nebraska fans about? Yeah. Like, you think you husk corn? No, I'll husk circles around you.
You have no idea. I'll take a whole patch out in 2 seconds. I'll take a patch. I don't need no machines. I don't need no tractor. I'll do it with my hands.
Listen, I love my people, okay? I love my fan base. I love being a West Virginia Mountaineer. And there's a ton of people listening to this show that feel the same way about Penn State. That is the least surprising Twitter argument that you could draw up. Is my man says I bench 455, which, no you don't. Who's benching 455? Huh. You seen that?
Yeah.
Who's just, what's the strongest guy you ever saw bench?
Me?
What'd you put up?
5.
Oh. Oh.
Aaron Donald.
What was he doing?
Oh, around 5-something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
455 is...
That's a quarter of a ton.
Yep. Yep. It's not out of the ordinary. I mean, if the guy, I don't know. But, I mean, like one of the strongmen guys, I mean, that's easy. That's light work.
You and I have a different upbringing.
Yeah.
I think I benched 130, 145, somewhere in there. What are you laughing about, Callis? I hear you through the glass. What's the best you ever benched?
I got close to 300 in high school.
Oh, dear.
I also deadlifted 515. I'm pretty proud of that.
What were you deadlifting?
Oh, I don't know. I'm probably around there.
515?
Yeah. I was even everywhere. Like, squat was around the same. Bench was the same. Deadlift, same.
Yeah. I never deadlifted in my life, except whenever it's got like the triangle base that you pull up.
The hex bar.
Yeah, the hex bar. That's what it is.
I can see you deadlifting now and just your arms just detaching from your
like
sternum.
SpongeBob.
Yeah, just...
Yeah. My back would fold in half. I'd be like Key Brian Hayes with a higher OPS.
Oh.
All right, we're going to hand the thing off to Starkey and Zeiss when we come back. A memory that will make Doran perhaps upset and also something that should make both of us and all of you laugh. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Yesterday, leading into the final segment of our show, I just tweeted the name Brandon Ayuk. That's all I tweeted, Brandon Ayuk. And it got 183,000 Twitter impressions.
That's insane.
So I'm going to do that every single day. I'm just going to pick a name and tweet it and see how it does. Today's victim, Kenny Pickett. I'm going to just tweet out Kenny Pickett. We'll see.
Yeah, see how it does.
If that does numbers.
Who's tomorrow's?
I can't give tomorrow's today.
Why?
I'll give tomorrow's tomorrow.
Okay.
I haven't thought of it yet.
Hmm.
Trying to think of people that might be lightning rods.
Hmm.
Perhaps Pat Meyer?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody like that?
Hmm. Well, you want to set the universe on fire, not just the city.
That's right. Miles Garrett?
DK Metcalf?
Oh. Oh, man. If I just started tweeting receivers every day... At 9:50 a.m., CeeDee Lamb would pop. I should have done that. All right, you see what Cincinnati's doing?
Yeah, I saw it.
Game two, Pitt going to Nippert Stadium. They still calling it Nippert?
I don't know. Don't care.
So Cincinnati won the 2008 Big East Championship. It hurts me, too, Doran. It hurts me, too, because West Virginia wanted to win the Big East Championship in 2008. We wanted to win it in 2009. Cincinnati wins in 08-09. Cincinnati going to be honoring the 2008 Big East Championship team against Pitt when they play in week two. But you were telling me about the end of that game because I was fuzzy on it. We watched it on YouTube before the show. That thing got out of control.
It did.
Like you had all the Cincinnati fans rush the field a la the band is out on the field and... They had to take the fans off.
Mm-hmm.
They had to push the goalposts back up so that you guys could play a final play. And then when you're playing the other final play, all the fans come out again.
Yep. And then Shady got the ball and was running down the field and throwing it back. And then the fans are on the field and it should have been a penalty. And we were already in the red zone then. And who knows what happened? We might have tied the game.
Yeah, man. It's the fans. It's the players. Like, they should have had to play another down.
Right. It was crazy. I remember just people throwing oranges and stuff. Shady was running and there was oranges just rolling on the field. All over the field. And I'm like, the play's not over. We're still playing.
You know what you got to do as sideline reporter this year? You got to bring an orange, like a big one,
mm-hmm.
like a Florida orange.
Mm-hmm.
And if you win, you turn around and you just whip that thing into the stands as hard as you can. And whoever takes it in the face deserves it. All right. One more college football note that got a chuckle out of me. And I think it kind of makes you sick. Alan Bowman is the quarterback for Oklahoma State. He is going into year number 7.
He's a starting quarterback?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he's 25 years old.
Oh, my God. What are we doing?
And he tweets, happy first day of 19th grade.
What are we doing?
So at least he's got a sense of humor about it. That's not college football to me, man.
No, 25.
I think injuries, okay. But my man's going into year 7. Year 7. That's double.
That's your fourth, fifth year in the NFL. Fourth year in the NFL.
Oh, man, that's right? Crazy.
Like, yeah. I was 21 where I was done with college.
Well, think about it. You can leave after, what, 2 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can leave after your sophomore year, right? And so he's had 5 years after that. He'd be a five-year NFL vet. That is insane. People gave Kenny hell for that. 7 seasons is absolute. It's a joke.
That's wild.
It's a joke.
It's a grown man.
Alan Bowman, get a job challenge. All right, big show tomorrow. Ray Fittipaldo. We've got John Wehner. Last time he was on, he set the earth on fire. So excited about that. Coming up next, Joe Starkey, Paul Zeiss. Fan weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. The Chevy Summer Drive continues at Sun Chevrolet. Up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high is 71, low 55.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.